On the Record.
On News Talk.
Brought to you by SSE Airtricity Business Energy. Providing 100% renewable energy to businesses all over Ireland. Energy at work for you.
Let me tell you about the front of your Sunday newspapers right now. And indeed, the Sunday Independent dedicates a lot of its time to Ophelia today, including its lead, its splash. Worst cyclone in 50 years rages our way, says the story. 130 kilometres winds, schools told to close, ESB put on alert. Also on the front, Niamh Horan story. I saw drunk Weinstein maul women. Irish actress Sonia Macari is the basis of that story. The Sunday Business Post today, business backlash against stealth hikes to PRSI rate. This is more fallout from the budget. The story by Michael Brennan and Jack Horgan-Jones says, as the fallout from the budget is becoming clear, a battle is brewing between the tax authorities and the property industry over loopholes to avoid the increased stamp duty charge. Medicine's boss also on the front, costly new cancer drug not working. The story by Susan Mitchell tells us most new cancer drugs are not worth the money being sought by the pharmaceutical companies. The head of the state's medicine watchdog has said in a stark assessment. The Sunday Times today, anger at plans to set IVF cutoff age at 47 for women. The story by Mark Tye tells us the government is planning to ban assisted reproduction treatment for women over the age of 47, but will not set a maximum age limit for men. And this plan has been criticised as discriminatory by a member of the Commission on Assisted Human Reproduction. This is Mary Wingfield, a professor at the Merion Fertility Clinic. Also on the front of the Sunday Times, Weinstein raped me in my home, claims UK actress as Irish ex-employee leads accusers. School charges £24,000 a year. The story by Valerie Flynn tells us a new private school in South Dublin will be charging fees of £24,000 per year for second level students. And Minister's sky-high trade route is at the bottom of page one. Ken Fox says the Enterprise Ireland paid more than £4,000 flying a government minister from the United States to a family event in Spain because they did not want that Minister Breen, to miss a family event or to miss the trade mission, and the minister didn't want to miss the family event. The Irish Mail on Sunday today, insult to a fallen Garda. The story by Debbie McCann highlights the fact that nearly 2 years or 2 years after Garda Tony Golden was murdered while protecting a young woman, he has not been replaced on the Cooley Peninsula. And this has been described as an insult by people close and related to Garda Golden. The Irish Sun on Sunday, love split, footy boss rocked by suicide. This is a story about Brendan Rodgers, that his wife's ex-husband has taken his own life. The Irish Daily Mirror, blind date thug beat up dog walker. The story tells us that a contestant on TV3's blind date programme last week had been jailed in Australia for an attack on a woman who was out walking her dog. The 34-year-old man was one of the contestants last week. The Irish Daily Star on Sunday, Judy, that's Judy Finnegan, perv TV boss flashed at me. This is ongoing coverage of standards, not only in the entertainment industry, I think in all industries, with the Harvey Weinstein story. And the Sunday World brings it to Ireland as well. My Harvey moment. This is Amanda Brunker, who says, Irish tycoon tried to ply me with drink and cocaine when I was 17 years old.
On the Record.
On News Talk.
Brought to you by SSE Airtricity Business Energy. Providing 100% renewable energy to businesses all over Ireland. Energy at work for you.